Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
Holy,
we are back. Sorry about that.
Holy and magnificent.
Y'all pray for the people. Y'all pray for the people. We are back. I know they like, what in the world happened over there? Look, we back, y'all. We sorry about that. I'm technical difficulties. I ain't going to tell y'all what I did. But, yeah. So we back. Oh, we got you. There we go. Now we good. Got you some mic over there. We are back in live where we was. So, quick question. Apologize, especially to my blog talk people. Y'all should be good. Y'all should be able to get back on the line now. We are good to go. So I sent you this. Thing this morning about Amazon done bought Whole Foods. They done went and have made the purchase. And did I see for? Did that say $14 billion?
Yeah, 13.
Something. 14. Right off.
Right.
Right. Who really count when you get to billion? I mean, I don't.
I'm just saying.
But Amazon has bought Whole Foods, and I read it, and it says that they are going to they're not going to change the name because they're going to keep it as a separate entity. But I'm assuming now, because you know Amazon does groceries, they have like an online thing called like.
Oh, I didn't know they did groceries.
Yeah, you could do Amazon like same day.
What, they somebody go shopping for you? Like,
oh. I guess so.
I didn't even know they did that. That's why I was.
Yeah.
Confused by
yeah. So I'm assuming this is going to really push them up. This is going to depending on how they do their stuff. This is going. You ever heard of Peapod?
I've seen it.
Okay. We used to get Peapod in my old office downtown. We used to use Peapod for supplies for coffee and just stuff to keep in our little kitchenette downtown. But we used to have them come, and I'm like, well, Amazon is a little efficient and kind of quick, and they got trucks everywhere.
Right.
Because you see them little Amazon vans.
Them smiles all across the world.
Man. Man. So I'm like, I've only been to Whole Foods once in my whole black life.
I've been there a couple of times.
What you going to Whole Foods for?
What you mean? For some food?
What you
home.
Getting? I didn't say holy food. I said whole.
I said I went to get some food that was whole.
Oh,
not holy.
Oh. Oh.
No, like I used to go in there for their fruit. I used to love just.
Oh, they because their fruit was there. It was good.
Yeah, you know they had like a little fruit bar and stuff.
Oh, you mean to get to put in the
yeah
the containers?
I used to go in there.
Oh, I thought you meant like they fruit was something special or something like.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was close to my old job.
Okay.
And so I was definitely. They were pricey, but you know.
That's why I was finna. That's why I was trying to be funny. Like, what you doing up in Whole? What you? Why you all up in Whole Foods like that though?
I'm just saying.
Oh,
I spend money on food.
No, I'm not. I ain't trying to even go.
I go in and window shop at Whole Foods, Felicia. It's a nice store, really nice store. I window shop there all the time. That is hilarious.
Oh,
they're
God.
Keeping the same, so like the Whole Foods size, they're keeping the same CEO and everything.
Yeah.
So like none of that.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read all of it.
So
I just,
like, because I was reading it before you sent that.
Oh, you already? Oh, okay.
I was looking at it because I was
looking
at that. I saw Whole Foods.
Being aware of public of current events.
I was like, Whole Foods and Amazon, it had grabbed my attention.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world?
Yeah.
But like the thing was, Whole Foods actually on the decline. Like.
Well,
they were trying to partner with somebody.
I'm assuming, yeah, because you saw what happened when Whole Foods, when the merger got announced, Kroger's took a dive. Their stock went down.
Wow.
And so did, who was the other one? I'm trying to remember because they listed two stocks. I don't know if it was Walmart, but.
And they were considering joining with Walmart before Amazon.
Whole Foods?
Yes, they was trying to figure out what
now,
to do.
Now,
what
kind of. Now,
whole Walmart made whole.
Right. What? How'd that go? You talk about opposites attract.
They were looking for money. They was like, look, we.
Because Whole Foods ain't trying to get that Walmart clientele. Y'all ain't ready.
They were looking for money.
Whole Foods is not about that Walmart life.
And Amazon was the ram in the bush. $42 a share. They were a ram in the bush. Huh? They thought they had lost everything.
You know what? You what? What?
But Joe, 42. All I'm saying is Amazon was the ram. In
wait,
the
let me get my ink up here. Hold on. let me get my...
Oh, my goodness.
Now, ain't nobody going in Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's just happened for no reason. Trader Joe's.
Well, I didn't go in there, and I had to park to go in. I was like, excuse me?
You had to pay to park?
It was something. I had an attitude.
See, I went out in LaGrange. There's a Trader Joe's over there. And I went in there one time looking for some seasoning. And all of the
Hey, Norma! Continue.
You know what? How you doing, Norma? I'm praying that you are blessed and highly favored on today.
Keep going. You talking about Trader Joe's.
Seasonings. And I went in there to look at some seasonings, and every seasoning in the aisle started at
$8. For what?
Huh?
For what? Was it somebody there, like, grinding the salt?
I don't know. Every seasoning started at $8. And I just needed, like, some Larry's. I didn't even need no,
Larry's?
Larry's.
You took the W out?
My grandmama never said it right.
Well, my grandma can't say Buick, so.
What's she call it?
Buick.
Oh, that's not right. That's good. You know what she meant.
Mm-mm.
No. My grandma tell you to me, put some Larry's on. You ain't put no Larry's on that at all. Ain't no Larry's. You didn't.
Then took the whole W.
Yeah, you ain't put no kind. But no, my mom was like, my great grandma would tap name. She would take the R out your name. My mother's name is Cheryl, and my grandmama just called her Shell, like the gas station.
She named it?
No. This is my great grandma.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
now,
but it didn't matter. And then said, well, mom, you can't say Cheryl. Shell. Okay. All right. That is. No, ain't no R. No R. No R's at all. Just no. S. It's organic. You know what? Let me explain something to me. Yeah, Sharon. See, now you know what? I said Larry's. Yes, not Larry's. Larry's seasoned salt. Season. You go first. You go to the courtesy change to get your money, so you can go to the store and get you some Larry's. The courtesy.
The what?
Courtesy change.
Say it one more time.
Courtesy.
Oh, they're nice and courteous. American courtesy.
It's courtesy change. Like, my mama, the currency? I said courtesy. Okay.
That's the funniest part when they repeat it.
And
they're
like,
that's what I said.
And don't act like you didn't hear me.
Nah,
and you didn't understand.
You
don't.
Right. My ears hurt.
Right.
I apologize. You said it right.
You know,
I heard it wrong.
You know what's good
Forgive
for you. Just keep on moving.
Forgive me. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Okay.
The courtesy
we good.
Exchange.
The courtesy change. Right. Courtesy change.
Oh, not exchange. Change.
The courtesy change. Right. It was exchange. You proper.
There's an X on the front of that word.
How they teach you to talk at the college?
No. Well, you learn such fancy words.
Right. That's how Madea said. Madea, oh, that's how they teach you to talk at the college. Oh, you know everything.
You saw Antoine Fisher.
No. Oh, wait. Yeah, I saw the movie.
Yeah, he was like, why are you making stuff so difficult? Difficult? Boy, you learn such fancy words.
I did not like that movie at all.
Like,
that movie disturbed me.
And one of his life stories.
Yeah, And even when he came back after coming back and he went back to the house and she was like, hey, Nick. I got mad at the TV. I was seeing the TV like, you know what? Like, this is where I wish I was a movie writer and I could say cut and we're going to edit this script right here is where you pull out something and she gets the ceiling falls in on her.
So, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm that dude. It's like I just want to change the
so
course of the
go
movie.
So you're going to do the movie and do an alternate?
Yeah, edit. Yeah, alternate. Yeah, that's me. I am the alternate ending dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially when it's like, you know, I just some stuff is like I need to see people like, you know, because she didn't get her come up.
She didn't
up
get
it. Her. Right. And,
she
and,
did.
And his trifling auntie didn't either, or whoever that woman was.
His cousin, Nadine.
Right.
You
they
know
didn't.
What you did to me? Nadine.
Right.
It was her.
Right. Yeah, see? I don't like them kind of movies.
It was his real life. How you not? I mean, like, nobody likes that, but that's what happened. That's his story. That's his testimony.
I ain't saying like his real life,
that's
Sheridan. I said I didn't like the way the movie went. I said I wanted to see her. They could have added some stuff. We add all of the extra stuff.
Oh,
to
you
the
didn't
movie.
Like the way the movie went because she didn't get her.
Because she didn't get her.
Okay.
Right. Vengeance is mine.
No.
Said the Lord.
Right. You ain't the Lord?
He said mine.
Say it.
Uh-huh.
the Lord. He said that.
He didn't say it was mine?
No, it ain't yours. It's his.
See, I misinterpreted.
Yeah.
Vengeance is mine,
no.
Saith him. That ain't what he meant.
No.
Oh, that's not the way that.
No, come out the DIV.
Potent.
That's that Dana interpersonal version. We don't have time.
That's, I got a few books after Revelation.
No.
After the Revelation.
No.
A couple of books. It's the, they, for, you know, they have the, you heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls? See, I have what we call the Lost Lake Michigan Chronicles.
The what? Moving on. You going to go put some stock in Amazon?
Man, it's too late now. They're up too high. It's got a little out of my era of stuff there. Where's my stuff? Let me make sure this Facebook Live is still acting right over here because I don't want nobody saying nothing. Okay, yeah, it's still good. Anyway, Amazon, Whole Foods, all that good stuff. That's
I'm excited.
It is.
I might just start ordering stuff just to see how fast it comes.
Well, if you ain't about that Prime life, you ain't gonna know. You're not about that Amazon Prime life?
We got Amazon Prime accounts in my family.
Okay, well you already know how fast it comes. You say
I
in my family.
I don't have it. But mama, let me get your password.
You on that mama, I need your password.
My mama got Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I was able to watch some show on, I didn't know they even had, you know what?
TV, Prime TV.
Listen.
Yeah. Prime Video.
That show, I got hooked on it. It was called Hand of God.
Hand of God.
Oh, it's crazy.
What's that? Who is that? Which one is that?
I don't know any of those actors. I do not know. I miss some.
You're going to tell us about the show.
Listen,
but you're going to be.
All I know is it is good, and I got hooked. It's too much, and I'm waiting for the next season. The end.
Gussie. Ain't nobody. Kid ain't Gussie. Said, don't be one of the preachers that use their own interpretation. I'm just playing. Good Lord. What in the world? Ain't T? Slow down. She probably rolls up in her seat at home like,
I know he did.
I know he did not just say nothing about it.
She said, it's not Jimmy John's, auntie.
John.
You know, before the commercials over, they ringing at your door.
I've never actually ordered from Jimmy John. I've been curious to see how that works, how soon they actually show up.
I don't think it's that fast.
Is there any Jimmy John testimonies in the?
Not testimonies. Everything ain't gonna be no testimony.
What? I ordered Jimmy John's and he got here before I could get my wallet out my back pocket.
Hey.
I felt faint, and all of a sudden, Jimmy John rang the door.
He showed up.
Huh?
I felt my sugar getting low, and I was about to pass out.
See? See, David? Look at God. Hey!
And before.
Horsa!
Yeah. They come in 10 minutes.
That is.
In 10 minutes.
That's not bad, though. So 10 minutes after you hang up the phone, that ain't too bad. I mean, think about, like, pizza and everything else. You know,
they making sandwiches.
But where they at, though?
It ain't like.
But where they at?
How far do they travel? What if they like?
I actually have a Jimmy John's like a block from me, so I'm curious to see how fast they come.
Right, that just
you know what?
You're
gonna make me test it.
Right, I'm thinking
I'm gonna test it, and I'm on Facebook Live the whole experience.
My cousin, Donovan said never that fast. It's faster than Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus got to fry your chicken.
Hold on though, hold on. See, Felicia, see, we gonna pause for a second. You will not come at my uncle. Of Remus. You don't even come at Uncle Remus. Did you try to come at Uncle Remus too?
Ooh.
Oh, I thought you had felt some kind of way.
No.
My spirit kind of felt disturbed.
Oh my God.
Huh? Felicia know better. I don't even know why she had. Y'all know the you know the Uncle.
I didn't say nothing.
You know the Uncle Remus lady was sitting where you were sitting. She was here. We had the president, the people, the CEO.
Get her.
She already know I'll mess with her. Felicia already knows she don't know
they're
about
sorry, it. Sorry, but they are slow. She's still going.
That chicken good, though. I want my chicken right.
It's better than the Jimmy John's sandwich.
It's better than our house, too. But anyway.
Absolutely.
I'm curious to try the Jimmy John's thing. I think I'm going to video record it.
But what if you call them and then they be like, where you live? And then they're like, oh, no, we don't come that far. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they only go a certain distance.
But you go online.
So fast.
And it tell you whether it was or not they come. You go onto their website and say, choose your zip code, and then they'll tell you which Jimmy John's you're supposed to call.
So they're supposed to come fast if they live next door.
I'm just curious. Now she's going to say it's high. You know what, Don? I sent something to the show. You're going to send what, some Jimmy John? Go ahead. Man, look here. What?
We'll do it right now.
Go on, send us some right now. Come on. Let's see, Felicia.
See.
You done put it out there. Y'all, Facebook, y'all saw her.
Go ahead and pop that screenshot.
Go and get that, put that order in. You know the address, 301 North Central, the third floor, 60644. Come on up in here.
You just got gangsta.
44. 44, all them. Like the 44th president, best one we ever had. 44, because 45 ain't right.
Oh,
44.
This ain't a payday.
What you want?
Week.
This ain't a pay. You know what? See what I'm saying? It's all
next week.
See what I'm saying?
Do you get paid bi-weekly or
right, is that
bi-monthly?
Or bi- what is it like?
Bi-monthly.
What's your pay schedule is? Look, we try to act like she a
is it the first and the 15th?
Like,
or was
look,
it
let,
every
let me act like one of them bogus pastors. I know your pay week. I didn't see your tithe in the...
Ooh.
You know you turned in your stub. You know them.
She said these last $2. Don't lose them, baby. Hold on. Hold on.
You ain't got a gift card laying around or nothing?
Just a little while longer.
Look, I'm all in love. You ain't got a gift card just laying around where you can send us a sandwich or something?
You playing.
She brought it up. She shouldn't have said she was going to send one.
Well, she did say that.
She did say it in public. And it's on the record. And
yeah.
I don't. Who is this over here? What is his name? You mauled us all. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Somebody told us on Ustream. We forgot. We sorry, Ustream. We be acting up and don't remember to click on. What's y'all zip code? 60644. Why are you playing?
44.
Right, 44. 60644.
60644.
Thank you. That's how they talk at the college. Wait. I said I was being stupid. I said, why for you act like that, right? I was being stupid, right?
Uh-huh.
And the response to me back was, why for do I act like what? I said, why are you popping it all up?
Why for do you act like that?
Okay, I'm serious. We want to do the Jimmy John's method. I want somebody to test. Now, if y'all want to bless us, I can't. What you mean, shit? You know
she's
what?
Laughing like,
let me tell you about these book offers. You know, you have to be real careful with these book offers.
What
know,
about
they,
them?
They, I cannot.
And then
you saw what she said before. Why you say my name like that? Did you see when she wrote that up?
Yeah,
there
she
early?
Said you say her name real hard.
It was because she tried to come at me talking about some something. I don't even know. Anyway,
the prophet. You started.
What the prophet?
You were talking about the prophet.
What? We Baptist, so we go to Baptist church. We can't mention prophets. We not.
I ain't said that.
So what the, if you go by what they're saying, that means when you preach, you have to skip all the prophetic scriptures. See what I'm saying? Don't you preach out of Jeremiah? Don't you touch it?
Book authors.
Don't you?
With an S.
Authors.
Yeah.
Like your friend Arthur.
Authors. R's at the end.
See, you can't even say it. You can't
just
say
made
it.
Me
you,
up.
Can't, you can't
authors.
Say it. You can't even say
not Arthur's. Like, not McArthur's. Not McArthur's.
I don't
it's
eat there.
Authors.
That's, no, I don't eat there. Sorry. Not a fan.
Yeah.
You been there?
Mm-hmm.
Been back?
I haven't been there since I was grown.
Also, you went when you had to go.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes, you know how the Lord say, I'll remove that from my from east to the west, as far as the east is from the west.
Wait.
You have to, you
Felicia,
know.
What you looking it up for if you came by?
The nearest one. Why? Right, right. Come on.
I'm confused.
I'm waiting for the doorbell to ring. Now, I ain't confused. She
I'm
keep
confused
playing.
That she looking it
I'm,
up, and it ain't pay week.
She keep playing. I'm waiting on the doorbell to ring. Ain't something, the food pantry people still downstairs. They don't get done. They still cleaning up. Not
out there. We bougie.
We bougie. Why is we bougie? Why? Because we want Jimmy John. Oh, Baptist people is bougie? Is it?
I don't know.
What's
I
she saying?
Mean...
What's she saying? Clean it up. Hold on. You know, I'll go. I'll go. Look, don't know me like that.
Oh, my
Look,
goodness.
I'm Westside for real.
I think she meant you and
clean
I.
Up for your friend. Clean up for your friend.
I ain't clean up
clean
for
Clean up, woman.
I'll wait.
Is a woman.
Because I know she typing.
She ain't typing fast enough.
She
over
typing.
There pecking. Tink, tink.
No, she ain't. All right.
Tink, tink. What's she say?
If this Felicia with these last
I'm talking about Sheridan, because Sheridan trying to.
Sheridan ain't said nothing
else. Oh, okay,
because
she ain't ready. She ain't ready.
Oh, my goodness. She said that we are bougie because you were talking about not going to McArthur's and all that. And I said,
don't nobody want them canned sweet potatoes?
But she calls me.
Yeah, I said it. I grew up Baptist. I mean, y'all would make offers. She got Right. Don't nobody want no cans. Don't nobody want no canned sweet potatoes.
Oh my goodness! You just caught me off guard. Sorry.
What? You want you want them greens in the can?
I don't eat greens.
Didn't you tell me your mama's a cook?
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a canned sweet potato?
Nope.
Not that you know of, right? You ain't
never had it.
Right. Can't you know that's the can that just say yams on the say yams.
That's all it says.
Yams.
My friend, this girl I know, grandmama made some candy yams.
Uh-oh, my mama lied. She just put my whole
D-L-K.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of just hollering it out in the street. Right.
But her grandma had made these sweet potatoes, these yams.
Let me sit up straight. Right.
Get your gussie on.
Man, look here.
Listen.
Go ahead.
They were typing it up. Oh, grandma making sweet potatoes. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, everybody at the same time, well, I kind of politely spit it out, but they was like, grandma, these nasty, what you do? This woman said, and I quote, I tried some new sugar. I made them with sugar-free brown sugar. How you take the sugar out of brown sugar?
I'm going to act like I ain't hear none of that, what you just said. What?
What is sugar-free brown sugar?
Sugar-free brown sugar. That means it's just brown.
She made it with some brown.
Brown. That sounds like
is that better than the can?
Ain't there something they sell on the corner? Brown. Got that brown.
Got that brown.
What?
They got that brown to make you smile.
I've never had sweet potatoes with brown sugar, though.
I mean,
not even with brown sugar. I don't know what that tastes like.
All I know is they were nasty.
Do people put brown sugar in sweet potatoes?
Do they sprinkle them? Sprinkle them?
What, after they done or something on the end? A little sprinkle? Like the Holy Ghost? Just,
like, huh?
Yeah, I got it. I ain't
now.
Never, right. I ain't never had. I don't know what brown sugar is on sweet potatoes.
Maybe. All I know is I don't know what sugar-free brown sugar is. I actually went to the store to look for it, and I never found it.
You didn't find sugar?
I was looking for it because I wanted to see if it really existed. Like I
know people have used honey in sweet potatoes. I don't want that either.
I think she had made that up.
Why are you talking about your friend?
It's called cinnamon, Norman.
It's called
sugar-free brown sugar. It's called cinnamon.
Norma, see?
Cinnamon is a whole nother spice.
See, Norma. See. You know, Norma, now that you've been redeemed, you might not want. I think Norma's smoking that brown. That's why.
No. She said it's called cinnamon. So sugar-free.
It could just be nutmeg, too. Nutmeg, if that's the case. She's going to just keep changing the spices.
Trying to help the people.
What?
All I know is she talked that game, but her grandma's sweet potatoes, yams, whatever you want to call them, was nasty.
Okay, real quick, back to Felicia. Is the Jimmy John or not? Or
no.
Or how the kids say, or nah.
Or
how
nah.
You right, how you say it?
You want me to say it?
Right.
Felicia, we getting Jimmy John or nah? I can't get it. There you go. That's it right there.
That's all we want to know. Is the man coming?
Or no.
Right. Thank you. Daddy, I need you to record that. I'm going to make that a what you call it. Or no.
Or no. Like, that's all we want to know. Or no. But the clap makes it. Or no.
See, what need that? I need that. See,
like, oh, my goodness. I didn't get mad because I want Jimmy John.
Man. I knew we wasn't getting it because she ain't asked us what we wanted on it because my sandwich is a little different. Right. I'm
bougie.
First of all, I know you ain't talking.
I've done nothing.
And I claim my bouginess. Oh, not today. Another show. Not a payday week. Love y'all, though. Really? Gussie said he should have been here by now.
Jimmy ain't coming.
Gussie said if he were coming, he should have been here by now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. If it were not so, she should have told him.
He must not be coming like quick in the night. Like
like a thief.
Suddenly. Look,
she is not Sheridan.
it's real book. Huh? She is. You would not do that third. We would not have Tamar moments. You would not.
She is not.
You would not.
She is not.
Tanya, Michelle, whatever name, all of them. Look, Connie Jean's daughter. We all need you to fix. What? What? Norman said something. What I missed. It ain't come up on my screen yet. I don't even want to know.
Norman said, Dana,
huh?
Would you love for me to come and sit in one day?
No, Norman, you in Where's Norma at? Ain't Norma down in Texas or something? I think so, right? Norma, ain't you in Texas? Yeah. Where's she at? Texas? Somewhere?
I don't know.
She ain't say yet? Oh, okay. I think she down somewhere. Yeah, you know, Norma, that's, you know, the way our budget's set up.
You play.
We
too
can't really.
Much.
What? The way our budget's set up, we can't really.
Fly you in.
There you go. That's the words I'm looking for.
South Jersey.
Oh, no. See, yeah. No, we, you know what, Norma? We good. You know, we may have you in on the video side one day because, you know, we do have that option to invite people in and have their picture come up on live. You know, you can do that now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
You gonna filter? You gonna have a?
Yeah, we need it. No, we need to figure out. I need to practice this with my producer so we know how to filter stuff out because we can't have y'all
she
on here.
No.
Right. I will drive. See what happened, Norma. You know what, Norma? We gonna talk about it. Call. You know what, Norma? My producer's name is LaTanya Melton.
Oh my.
If you would reach out to her. She will let you know whether or not this is a plausible idea. I don't get to make those decisions. All right. Thank you. Let's go move on. I'm scared now. I'm looking nervous.
Bet you want to open that chat and see what Michelle said.
Thank God for concealed carry. Norma, you never know where Norma coming from. She's from South Jersey. Ain't that over there where they were filming The Sopranos at? Let me... Right,
I'm
from Sheridan, from Jersey.
Jersey.
Right. I can't do it. I can't do it. Anyway, y'all, look, we got this good article that we're going to jump into. We're going to take a quick break. It won't be nothing but a hot minute. But we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. The problem with your ministry, when your ministry is your passion. I don't know how that title got on, something like that. But we'll be right back, y'all. We'll see you. Hello.
We'll be right back.
back. We are back. We are back. Taking limits off y'all. It's Praise Break Friday. We just ain't having a little fun today. Love y'all, man. Y'all are killing me on Facebook. Y'all are really killing me on Facebook right now. And Norma, just bless you. We gonna
hear me? I don't hear me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Did you muted me?
No, I did. But you know, if you act like a preacher and talk in the mic, you'll be all right.
I'm in the mic. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are now. My God, from Zion, it was like the trumpets. It was at the billows rolling. Was the billows rolling?
You had tried me. I was right here and said, "Can you hear me?"
I'm just saying. I was just trying to figure out what she was doing over there. I was okay. Anyway.
I was checking on the Ustream people.
How's the people? They all right?
I don't know what you were saying at the time. They had asked you to please stop. I don't know. It was you. I know it wasn't me.
Maybe I was humming. You know, some people don't like. They talk about my singing. They not a big fan of my singing. But every now and then,
it's hilarious.
Every now and then, I get on the right note. Every now and then.
Not I get on the right note.
Oh, yeah, every now and then I'll get a note.
I accidentally hit the right.
Oh, every now and then there is a note from
That's
the Lord.
Hilarious.
Right. I can get
is
a word from
note?
The Lord. But every now and then I can give you a note from the Lord. Every now and then I'll feel something down in my. Anyway, people trying to hate. I know. I think I know who that is. Anonymous. Keep on, Anonymous. You won't be so anonymous. Ask
right.
up if you want to. You know I got ways of finding out. The problem. When your ministry is your passion. That's today's article for conversation. It's going to be good, man. Let me read a little bit of this. So the writer says this. We begin our lives with big vision, don't we? He says, think about your answer to the most common question when you were a kid. What do you want to be when you grow up? When you were 6 years old, you don't consider the cost of tuition, the extra years to graduate, the extra years of graduate school, or how difficult it is to make the NFL draft. That's because I want to be Batman. You're going to be an astronaut. You're going to be a firefighter. You will be the next quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers and lead your team to yet another Super Bowl championship. There's no doubt or debate. Consider it done. For those of us in ministry, it's a similar start. The world is ours for the taking. Nothing is impossible. Expectations are high. We have dreams. We have prophetic words, even though we Baptist. We have youth camp encounters. We carry all this into our first ministry position. We're pumped for God's promise to come to pass. Until we get started, and it's not what we thought it was. So let's just jump down into this. So he says, here's some bullet points. Your pastor doesn't like that song. People wonder why you can't sing more hymns. No one comes to your events. You or your spouse has to work a second job to pay the bills. The congregation doesn't respond in worship. Bad attitudes fester amongst your team. Attendance is going down. Student loan payments begin. No one appreciates how talented you are. The writer says, I started my ministry with a passion to be used by God and to do great things for God. Of course, the emphasis was on big things. But my idea of big was different than God's. There's a problem when ministry is your passion over and above Jesus. A similar focus on the Son of God, his heart, his beauty, his values, leads to a life of ministry. Why? Because you want to be like Jesus wherever you are and bring his kingdom wherever you go. Let me ask you this. You currently work with kids, youth, right? You're
yes.
the youth pastor, or I'm sorry, youth minister. Is it youth pastor or minister?
Minister, yes.
You know, I don't know. You know, they'd be funny acting with these titles. youth minister. And I'm assuming you have a passion for kids. Is that what it is or no?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you ever caught yourself saying this? Because I had to stop myself from saying it. This is my ministry. Or you've been astute enough not to let that come out of your mouth.
Like
just saying it like this is my ministry. This is my ministry.
I can't remember a time of being like this. Like you talking about the youth or like the ministry at the church itself. Like this belongs to me. That's what I'm asking.
Y'all hear that?
No, I'm asking.
Y'all hear that Attorney Jeff Sessions answer? I can't recall.
No, I'm trying to get clarity on your question. Are you saying like
this is mine? Like I run this or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've had those moments.
You had to catch yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And recognize that okay, it's God's ministry. I'm just the steward, because we can get so caught up in our passion for the ministry we're in that we forget.
Yes.
Whose ministry?
It truly is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those bullet points list me. Yeah, I had to say ouch, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was like, oh my goodness, moment.
Yeah. So let's go. We're gonna go right to this. So you wanna go ahead and hit that first point?
Do you love ministry more than Jesus?
Uh oh.
A passion for ministry can often lead to a longing for more and more influence, bigger and bigger crowds, and more attention for your talent. God never called us to ministry or called us to love ministry. We are called to love Him. Again, we are called to love Him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry begins with ministering to His heart above all.
Mm.
Sometimes this singular attention and focus on the Lord leads us to massive influence, a large following, and massive crowds. But most of the time, it's a monotonous,
monotonous. Mm-hmm.
Normal habit of small actions, but this is ministry and we love it because we love Jesus.
Mm.
The more we keep our eyes on Jesus, the more we love like Jesus did. And most of the time, it was the little everyday things. Jesus delivered the Sermon on the Mount to a large crowd on the mountainside, but he had time to give the woman with the issue of blood some singular attention.
Mm.
Jesus fed the 5,000, but also took hours out of his day to travel and raise Jairus' daughter from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus could preach like no one else in history, but always withdrew to invest in his 12 closest friends, even after they betrayed him.
Mm.
A love for Jesus leads us to the faithful, to be faithful with the small miracles in front of us, the ones without applause, compliments, recognition, or global fame.
Mm. Do you love ministry more than Jesus? I would go so far as to say I believe part of the issues with a lot of our churches is that the people love the church, meaning the organization,
mm-hmm.
more than they love Jesus. I actually feel comfortable in letting that come out of my mouth. I believe that people love the organization. They love their organization more than they love who their organization is supposed to represent. Because if you truly were representing Him,
mm-hmm.
then your organization would be in good standing and right standing with Him. But because we have a tendency to want to make sure that I have, you know, and it's not that I have an issue with people who have pride in their church. I think you should have
church.
Pride and love your church. But I believe sometimes when we say the greatest church in the world, that can be taken the wrong way by membership. Membership might not be mature enough to accept that title,
right.
And then start thinking, well, I need to continue to make sure my church is the greatest church in the world and not our mission or not the vision of. So I want to make sure that we don't miss that, because I think a lot of times because of the lack of maturity in
mm-hmm.
in the people, they can get caught up in, I want to make sure we have the best church and not necessarily be pushing people towards who the church is about.
Right. And I believe I'm agreeing with you,
mm-hmm.
but I also believe that sometimes we
mm-hmm.
get caught up in the ministry and everything,
mm.
and we think that our ministry is the end. We
mm-hmm.
think that that's what we got saved for, ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We think that that the ministry is the end, but really it's just a means to the end.
Yeah.
The end is to reach heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The end goal is to be reunited with the Father, reconcile back with Him into eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And so what your ministry is, what you're doing is your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You're showing the love of Christ through the ministry that you're doing. You know, there are different cars, different vehicles. So there are different ministries. There are different vehicles. Not saying that the ministry you're a part of will save you.
Right.
But you need to be doing something to get there.
Yeah.
While you get there.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. I think we have a tendency to put blinders on sometimes because we're so focused on our, you know, we can be we're so program focused.
Right.
We're so event focused that we forget the focus of the people. You know, once you have a room full of saved folk, it's easy to forget that. Okay, that you still not that you still have a mission to accomplish.
Right.
Because the goal is to not just make a room full of saved folk. The goal is to create saved folk who can go out and then get some more folk.
Saved folk.
And save folk. Come on now, it's to draw them in so that they can also be saved, folks. And you know, it's,
yes.
The goal is to make disciples.
Amen.
At the end of the day, the goal is to make disciples and make disciple making disciples.
Yes, and making disciples, the only thing you have to do is share
That's
Jesus.
It. That's it.
Because it is the Holy Ghost's job to move on their heart.
Yeah.
So you can't save anybody. God has to save them.
Ew, that's
you
good.
Can only introduce them
that's good.
To Jesus, but you cannot save them.
That's good. That's good. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. The writer says this. He says, the challenge. He says, so here's my challenge. Open your eyes. See who is right in front of you. Choose to love where you are and what you get to do. Pour yourself out in the place God has you. Maybe the big things God has planned for your life are discovered by cleaning the toilets after the youth retreat, singing hymns for the windows and running, singing hymns for the widows and running errands for the pastor you don't really like.
Oh,
my God.
Whoa.
Open your heart, open your hands, open your life to what God has in front of you. Can we pause right there? When he says, see what's right in front of you. Choose to love where you are and what you get to do and pour yourself out in the place God has you.
That's good.
That's oof.
That's deep.
Ouch.
That's deep. People want to be used, but they don't want to be used where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah. How many people can say they're really pouring themselves out where they are? You know what I mean? Are you truly pouring yourself out, meaning emptying yourself? Are you giving all you can in the organization that you're currently involved with?
Right.
Or are you fighting constantly? Are you constantly in the middle of some controversy? Are you constantly fighting back against, like, even what he said? Are you still fighting the path that you don't like versus allowing God to use you to help him get where God has him to go?
Right. I don't think that you should be saying, I don't like my path. Like, I think that's out of line. For folks to be saying they don't like their path.
I don't think you should publicly say. Let me say it this way. I don't think you should publicly belittle your pastor. I don't think you should publicly go after him. If you have a relationship with him where you can sit down and talk to him, then and if you have an open relationship where you can say, hey, you know, can we like remove the titles and just have a conversation? I think you should be able, if you have that leeway.
Be able to express concern.
Yeah.
Is different than saying, I don't like my parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think part of that
is having
that open rebuke.
Yeah.
Is because because private time is not allowed.
Right.
So because there needs to be a level of, I think in any church, and I know I got pastors on the line listening. I think there needs to be a level of accountability, and I'd be curious to know if some pastors say, well, my members can't hold me accountable, and I think that's a falsehood, because they may say, well, I have other pastors who hold me accountable.
But if they don't attend your church,
they don't know what you're doing over here, though.
Exactly.
They don't see the turmoil that we see. They get your version of it when you call them after church over.
Right.
They don't see five and six people leaving here bawling and in tears because of what you done talked about them like a dog from the pulpit. I had a private meeting with you, and then your whole sermon you just preached about me.
Yeah, that.
Uh-huh.
Mom's
yeah.
the word.
Yeah, see,
Mom's
I don't.
Mom's the word.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, yeah.
Mom's the word.
Yeah. Let me go on this. Let me read some of these comments. Gusty says, we are called to have, where'd it go? We're called to have a relationship with God. She says, we are just vessels being used by him and can take no credit for the ministry we have been entrusted, that he has entrusted to us. Marcus McLean says, good word, though making disciples and preaching the gospel isn't the same thing. That's true.
That's totally
That's true.
Because preaching the gospel is for the unsaved, making disciples of those that are already.
Yeah, you make disciples out of those who have, you know, when Jesus said to the 12, when he went looking, they didn't become disciples the minute he said, come follow me. They became disciples during that 3 years of ministry is when they truly became apostles. They weren't apostles the day that he showed up and said, hey, Peter, drop your nets and come follow me. No. They gave their lives to Christ then, mm-hmm. but they didn't become apostles and disciples until after the fact. So we, so and I completely agree with you, Marcus. We have to make sure that we are, but see, the fault with a lot of churches is we want members. We don't want disciples.
My God. I said this before. A lot of people think that disciple making is for a specific group or for the pastor, but when you become a Christian, that becomes your responsibility. Jesus told all of us have the responsibility to make disciples. And even at my job, we were reading a book together. And one of the questions one day was, who are you discipling in your personal life?
Mm-hmm.
And people like started thinking like, well, who have you discipled over the last 12 months, over the last 6 months, over the last 3 months?
Wow.
And when you think about it, we don't have any active, so to speak, disciple makers. And Marcus is one of my coworkers, and I'll quote him.
Mm-hmm.
He said once that the Christians are on defense. We're always defending.
Yeah.
But we should be on offense.
Yeah.
We should be out there.
Yeah.
We should be out there.
Proactive.
Putting the word of God out there. We shouldn't be responding
mm-hmm.
to others, but they should be responding to us. And so I'm like, you know what? Dude, but everybody is sitting around waiting for the next one
mm-hmm.
to spread the word.
Yeah.
So I totally agree.
We are the church, in a lot of cases, has become very reactive. We are not the proactive church of old. We are not the proactive church that used to just go out and say, you will no longer do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now the church who shows up after the incident.
Wow.
Where we should be the church who's causing the incident. We sit back and allow things to happen and this stuff to take place. And I, like right now, everything we're doing in our communities against this violence and everything else, for the most part, it's all reactive.
Yes.
It's all reactive. We need a program to get the kids off the street. Well, you know what? Now, how about you just start doing stuff?
Yes.
How about you just pull it together? But again, that comes from lack of continuity, lack of unity, lack of fellowship, because I got 5 churches on my block and I don't know the pastor down there and he don't know me. And I mean, seriously, how hard is it? And we talked about this myself in Parks. We talked about this before. How hard is it to just walk down the street next door and knock on the church and say, hey, pastor, I'm Pastor so-and-so from up the street, man. You want to go grab a cup of coffee? And let's just talk about this area. Let's just get
everybody wants their own fame. Back to the article. It's not about your global fame. It's not about that. That's them wanting, that's their passion.
Yeah.
I'm the pastor of this block.
Yeah.
Of this street. You know, so it's all about us humbling ourselves.
No, I believe if you came to a church, if you opened up a church and there was an established church already in that community, I think you do yourself a disservice coming to that community and not making yourself known to that pastor.
Right.
That's already there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you do yourself a disservice by showing up and just starting your own thing. And not even going down and saying, hey, man, I'm just opened up. Hey, I'm Brother So-and-so. I just opened up.
Right.
My congregation just moved over here. And, you know, we want to make sure that we are in unity with everybody else. But we don't do that. We just show up and say, I'm going to put on a program big enough to take his members.
So then you're not even out saving lost souls. You're recruiting
members. No, Park said we doing reruns. We going back and forth. We swapping.
Right.
We playing member swap.
So the loss is still lost.
Yeah, the loss stay lost. What we doing is we doing lost and found in other people's churches. Hey man, saw your member over here. Hey man, this your member? I mean seriously, I honestly remember going to I took a sabbatical from my church a while back, and I was just going to visit different churches, and I was going over to Antioch. And Antioch Church on the South Side, Pastor Gerald Dew, Dr. Mm-hmm. Gerald Dew. And somebody called and told my pastor where I was. Hey, you know, he over there, he been in Antioch for the last 2-3 weeks, mm-hmm. you know. And I'm like, I just needed to get away. You know, I said, you know, let me go sit somewhere where I don't have to, like, because yeah, I work here. Right. I go over there, I can just be taught. I could just sit and, you know, sit and don't have to do nothing.
Right.
You know, because sometimes, you know, when you're working in ministry, it's hard for you to get your word because you're
right.
busy. The sound ran out. Dana ran upstairs to the balcony to see what's wrong. Something just happened down there. The lights went out.
Right.
Let's go hit the fuse box. You know, Dana, the cameraman here. Okay, go down there. You know,
right.
So you miss all that. So sometimes you need to just go somewhere like where I can just sit and be taught. So what I did was, it was like I removed myself from the craziness, and so I'm just going to take me about 6 weeks.
Okay.
And that's what I did. And it was the best thing I could have done for me. Because sometimes you need to remove and it's not about it's not a sign of disrespect to say your pastor can't teach you.
Right.
What it is there's too much going on that's distracting me from being taught. So I need to go somewhere and refresh. You know, it's kind of like going to a convention. You know,
right.
you know what I'm saying, or a leadership academy or something like that. What Aunt Gussie say? Aunt Gussie say, we are so afraid that people will leave. And go somewhere else. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. That is very true.
Oh, Marcus has said the American institutional church has become a corporation, so it's all about numbers. The early church was about relationships.
Just, oh, God. That's so, oh, Marcus, bless you. No, seriously, bless you. That's amazing. That's true, though. The bit in some cases, the business side has overtaken the relationship side.
Yes.
Because we are, and don't get me wrong, I do believe the church plays a very important role in business. And I believe we should be teaching our people along with Bible business, but we can't be all the way on the other side. You know, it's kind of like the split between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats are all about social programs. Republicans are all about small, big business and small business. And Democrats are saying, well, we need to make sure our seniors are taken care of, and that educational programs, the after school programs, and all this other kind of stuff. And it's like, well, y'all also want business too. Republicans, you don't want old people to die. I mean, I know what we're saying. I know what the rhetoric says,
mm-hmm.
But they don't want old people to die because you still want they still vote. So truth be told, but what we get so dogmatic in our beliefs. Well, you know, church ain't no business, and you shouldn't be making church into a business.
No, but you have to handle the business.
But you have to handle the business of the church. You
yes.
can't put people in place in church who have no business acumen. I don't want folk over my money in my church who can't run their money in their house.
Well,
huh?
Yeah. So it's definitely twofold, and you have to be able to, you know, understand the
balance. Yes.
The balance. The church, you know, is an organization as well as an organism.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody has to run the organizational part of it. And so when we focus more on the organizational part, the business side of it, then the organism dies
because mm-hmm.
we're not feeding it and the people.
Yeah.
And if you don't feed the people, the body of the church, then the church won't survive.
My God.
And so that's when we're like, okay, well, is my passion superseding my ministry? Like, is that what's going on? Is it because I have a business major?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because I went to school for this? I know what I'm doing, but you can't crunch numbers when it comes to souls because they're dying. We have to be watchmen. Ezekiel says we got to call them out, the wicked. And we're letting people die with the blood on our hand because we're trying to count the money we already have.
Come on in here. Come on.
I'm just saying the Bible is very clear on going out and getting people. We are expecting to put up big signs and lights to draw them in, but we don't want to go out and get them. Jesus went out and got these people. These people didn't come to the temple. The one with the issue of blood went at the synagogue. When he was healing and delivering,
come
he
on.
Was not healing and delivering right there in the synagogue. He was out and about. When they cut the roof out of a man's house,
hey God.
He was out and about. And if we want to be like Jesus, the first thing we got to do is get on our feet like him.
I believe it's in for y'all help me. Is it John 12 where Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, if I be lifted up," he didn't say whatever business plan you come up with. He didn't say I don't care how many chicken dinners you can sell. He didn't say how many whatever you can do. This Jesus said, "If I be lifted up,"
mm-hmm.
We cannot get so business minded, so organizationally driven, that we forget to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus said, if you lift me up, I will do the drawing.
Yes.
But yes. you gotta lift him up first. I don't care how great. I'm wonderful with numbers. I'm wonderful. I can do some stuff with some money. And that's not even a question. But I understand that your church is not going to grow based off of a scheme. I don't care how many programs you have. I don't care how many social. You can have 300 kids show up at vacation. We all finna do vacation Bible school in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And it's going to be a bunch of kids in there that probably aren't members of our church. I don't care how great your vacation Bible school plan is. I don't care how many videos you done bought, how many DVDs you done downloaded. I don't care if you put a computer in front of every kid. If Jesus is not lifted up in your program when vacation Bible school is over, you won't see him again.
Exactly. And you didn't have no vacation Bible school. You had daycare.
Hey, God. See that?
You hosted a week-long daycare.
Come on.
If you don't preach and teach Jesus.
Come on.
If you having car washes and talking about I evangelize, if you ain't talk about Jesus, if you ain't spread the gospel, then you ain't do nothing but just have a car wash.
See, I'm all for a car wash. I understand you need to raise money for your scholarship thing, but watch this. You put the car wash up, you can come get the car wash, but why can't he get in the car wash? One of these shorties going to preach to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
We're going to wax on and wax
right
on and talk about
come
Jesus.
On. When you pull up in this parking lot, ain't going to be nothing but gospel music. And when, look, they're going to be singing and washing. You're going to get a word from somebody.
The choir.
Come on. Hey.
The preno,
hey.
Rinsing. The alto soaping.
Look here. Marcus says, what? Marcus says, he also said our agape love for each other would prove to the world that we're his disciples. Then he said our oneness would convince the world he came from God and that the Father loves us just as he loves the Son. How's that for evangelism and apologetics? Well, I see you. The problem is, Marcus, is that if you ask the average Christian what apologetics is, they probably can't answer. And that's sad. Mm-hmm. If you ask the average Christian what hermeneutical study is, they probably cannot answer.
Mm.
And if you call yourself a Christian who has been made a disciple, I forgive you for the hermeneutic side, because that's preachers. I get it. But apologetics?
Apologia.
That's you being able to defend your faith. That's you being able to tell somebody else about what God has done for you. Now, if you can't do that,
you can't defend the faith. And that's what that sometimes, in my personal belief, not I haven't researched it, I haven't polled anyone, but I believe that we don't have people out proactively engaging in conversations about Jesus,
right?
Because they don't have any apologetic skills. So when you can't just watch Law and Order and then just up and go into the courtroom and think that you are a lawyer.
You can't.
No, there is some training that goes with that, and we lack training.
Dang.
We lack training.
I was gonna go in there too, you know. Because I watched all.
Exactly, Marcus. They are not equipping. We lack the people lack the training.
Right.
So if you're not equipping the people to go out, they afraid to go out because they can't have no conversation.
I can't cook, but I'm gonna tell you what you ought to put in your sweet potatoes.
Marcus, you're right. I was making that point as you were typing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. My God. Look, y'all, this has been one. Let me get the last part of the article. The writer says this. He says, open your heart, open your hands, open your life to what God has in front of you. And most importantly, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.
My God.
Without a singular attention on his heart, everything loses focus. Let's do some big things today. Shall we?
Shall we?
Shall we?
Shall we?
Shall. I like
Shall
that.
We do big things Shall. In the kingdom?
What?
Huh?
Is it possible?
Yeah.
Is anything too hard?
My goodness.
See? Look out, y'all. Y'all stop playing. Anyway, look, y'all, this has been good. Thank you so much. You have really been a blessing to our little as some of our haters like to say.
You're going
to
do it.
Our little radio show.
To God be all the glory for this.
To our little show.
Place, huh?
Huh? What?
You play some
to our little show. You have been a blessing to our little, you know, that little show you got up there.
That little show.
That's
I'm excited to be here with you.
That's
so
what he said, though.
Thank
That's
you.
What dude said. You mean, you know, that little show you got up there. Little.
I'm done.
It took one of the best pastors on the south of the city of Chicago to tell me. He said, you know what, Danny? Because I had told him about the issue I was having with a pastor once, and he said, you know what, Danny? He said, part of the problem is, he said, you talk to more people in the day than he talked to all year.
Oh, okay.
I said, thank you. I received that, and I went on about my little business and came on and sat on back down here in my little chair in my little studio.
Hosted my little show.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm like,
my goodness.
Like, you go ahead, preacher. Go ahead.
With your
well, bless you.
Let the church.
Let the church say amen.
You preaching this weekend?
No, I don't preach. I am technically not allowed to preach in this particular season right now in the church. There are some rules that have been set up that disallow me to preach for the next few months or so. Yeah, until they get through doing what they're doing, then I'll either be preaching
preaching or not.
You got to clap. You got to clap. I know people like, why he ain't preaching? Now don't y'all start nothing.
Right. All in your business.
Why he can't preach?
Let me go see about this.
Why he can't preach? Why he say he waiting to hear preacher and not preaching? I'm not preaching here at Kingdom. Let me say it that way. I'm not preaching here at Kingdom. People call me, I'll show up at your wherever, but I'm not preaching here currently because
okay.
We in the midst of a process and yeah, part of the process.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That is. Amen to the amen.
Amen.
Amen, chair. Look.
I can't.
I love to hear preacher. Amen, pew.
Uh-huh. Hello, light.
Amen. One usher on the back door. Uh-huh. Amen.
I'm so done.
Done.
Yes,
done. Amen.
Yes.
Cell phone. Anyway,
Father's Day is Sunday.
It is. Are you celebrating? Did you get Pop Springfield something good and wonderful?
I got my daddy something, my pawpaw.
Okay.
My brother's a new father, so I got three fathers. I have three fathers
that you have to celebrate.
Sunday. So I'm excited.
That you have to celebrate.
Yes. My brother is going to pick up his baby girl this weekend and bring her. She's in Ohio.
Isn't that wonderful?
And she's gonna be dedicated on Sunday. So.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I'll be getting my mama a Father's Day card like I do every year for the last 46 years. I'll be getting her Father's Day. I'm going to say happy Father's Day. What's your dad's name? You going to say happy Father's Day? What's
happy Father's Day.
Right,
Dariel.
Dariel?
Dariel.
Dariel.
Dariel. Dariel Springfield. Senior Dariel Springfield Jr.
What part of Mississippi he from?
And
what
Bishop
part?
James Springfield Jr.
What part of Springfield your dad? I mean, Mississippi.
Actually, my dad's birth name was Daryl.
Oh,
and
he changed it.
He changed the spelling of it because he said Daryl was spelled wrong.
When he got the Holy Ghost, his name went from, so you know, from Saul to Paul. When he got the, when he had his Damascus moment, hey God, something come over him and he said, I have no longer called you. I no longer call you. What was his name?
No.
I'm trying to think of the prophet. His name before Isaiah, before he became, before he became Isaac. What was his, Jacob, before Jacob. What did he change his name to?
Israel.
Israel, right. So when he got
that ain't what happened.
He didn't go from Daryl.
That's a story for a whole nother day. I'll tell you that.
Is it Dariel?
Dariel.
My God.
I'll tell you that
later.
There's
some holiness in that.
Because you're on the last.
No, ain't no holiness in
that. No, you're on the last. But yeah, happy Father's Day to y'all.
Killed all my little stuff.
Yeah. My papa, Bishop Springfield, happy Father's Day. He's also on the road.
Okay, wait, he preaching somewhere?
No. His first cousin passed last Sunday. So he's heading to the funeral, which is tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Happy Father. Thank you, Aunt Gussie. Happy Father's Day. Yes. Maybe my child might send me something. You never know. He might text me or something.
I can't. Yeah,
pray for me. Y'all pray for us. Pray for us.
Look at your face. I can't.
Pray for us. Anyway, happy Father's Day. I'm going to say happy Father's Day to my mother. Happy Father's Day to my father. Joel Walker, happy Father's Day to you, sir. God bless you. There it is. I'm just saying. Amen. Happy Father's Day to all the preachers. Happy Father's Day to, let me see, let me name the fathers that I, you know, father-like peoples. Happy Father's Day, W.C. Rice. God bless you. Happy Father. That's Deacon W.C. That's his name, too, just W.N.C. Seriously, W.C. Rice. Happy Father's Day to you, sir. Happy Father's Day to Deacon Lovey McCurtis, Jr. Happy Father's Day to Sean McCurtis. Bless you with your folk, with your tribe. Don't have no more babies. But happy Father's Day to you. Let me see. Did I miss anybody? Happy Father's Day to Carl Deacon Carl King. Oh, y'all, happy Father's Day. I know I'm going to start naming names and you get in trouble because you're going to miss somebody. So charge it to my head, not to my heart.
Marcus said happy Father's Day, Yahweh.
Yeah. Hey, God. Yes, y'all. Every day is Father's Day when it comes to the Lord. Huh? Now, pray for us so we can go home. Thank you.
God of heaven, we love you. We thank you. We celebrate you, for you are great, and we love you. You are Yahweh, and we bless you for that. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you, to fellowship with great listeners. God, we thank you for the word. God, we thank you for the show. We pray for the people over this weekend that you are protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for being a good father, and we celebrate fathers this weekend. It is in Jesus' mighty name that we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, we got to go. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Y'all stay careful, man, and stay safe. If you got to drive through this here city, keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO, we got to go. We're going to leave y'all with the rest of this here Todd Delaney. Now, if you decide to go in, we not responsible. But I'm just going to go and get mine. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO, bye.
This is my go-in posture. Right.